Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. Welcome back to Tip Today, 1800-938-007, our free phone number. The text and WhatsApp is 083-311-3311. Now, the possibility of a return to politics by former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern was the main topic of conversation in the first hour of the show. And here's a little of what some of our callers had to say on Tip Today this morning, just after nine.
Éamon de Valera led the Fianna Fáil government and he went on to become president. So why can't Bertie Ahern do the same? And it's the same all over again. Fianna Fáil are criticised for everything that they do. One of your contributors yesterday was asked, how do you think Fine Gael are doing? He wasn't convinced that the party was doing well at all. Like, I was in Dublin now last Thursday. The skyline of Dublin is cranes everywhere. So there's infrastructure. It's filtering down through the country.
I can't think that that man is living in the real world at all. We're living in a small house here in urban areas. People can't get a house. People can't afford to pay their electricity. They don't want us to light a fire. What's the country coming to? And they want to bring back people that ruined the country. It's in an awful state, friend. I don't think people realise How badly off some people are.
Some of our callers from our conversation this morning about the possible return of Bertie Ahern to the Fianna Fáil fold. Now, we also had a post up on Facebook, and the overwhelming response to our social media post is that he would not be welcome back. And again, if you want to go on to our social media post there, or any of our social media platforms, indeed, you can react to that and other stuff as well. When you ask Sarah, is celiac disease tested when you get full bloods done at the GP? I never hear it mentioned. Well, I put that to Sarah Kyo, who was speaking to us, and seemingly not. It's a specific blood test, by all accounts, says he's sounding as if I know something about medicine. Fran, that is another group of people who are left behind by this government as survivors of the religious and state abuse. Survivors are a group that would need ongoing support for their lives, and nothing is being done for them, says B. All right then, time for this.
For every problem, there's a solution. Dear Phil, on Tip Today with Phil Prendergast.
And the lady with all the solutions is with me in studio. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Fran, and good morning to anybody that's listening.
And happy birthday to you and all of that.
Belated greetings to yourself and Ali.
Thank you very much indeed. Are we all Virgos then, are we?
We are, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, perfectionists. Oh,
perfectionists and pain in the ass and all of that.
I can tell you now I'm anything but perfectionist. If you came to my house, you'd be saying, oh God.
I doubt that somehow. Well, I doubt that indeed. All right, we launch into what we've gotten into. And by the way, if you want to send us queries for Phil, it's just tipfm.com and we'd love to hear from you. All right then, letter number one. Hi Phil, my husband and I are in our 30s and we've always had a great relationship. We're very happy and we've never been lacking in our sex life, or so I thought. My husband and I were talking about fantasies one night and he told me he always wanted us to have a threesome with another woman. In the heat of the moment, I said, I'd like that idea too. To be honest, I thought it was a meaningless conversation and would be forgotten about. But straight away, the next morning, he asked me if I would like to arrange it or if I would like him to take care of it. I was caught by surprise and said, yeah, work away. Whatever you think. By the end of the week, he had two options. One is a woman he works with who would be open to the idea. The other is a woman online. I feel like something I said as a throwaway remark has now snowballed and I feel forced into a situation that I'm not entirely comfortable with. I said to him that maybe we're moving too fast on this and I need more time because I'm worried about the potential long-term repercussions of having a threesome. He says I'm just getting cold feet and I'm thinking about it too much. What do you think, Phil?
Oh my God. So there's three big, huge red flags in this, Fran. And the first one is where the husband put this idea out there.
Yes.
And the wife, without really thinking, said, I'm okay with that, which of course is a little bit strange that she would be okay with the suggestion. The second one is that by the end of the week, he had two options. Red flag number two is a woman he works with.
Right.
So what is going on there? And also a woman online. So he obviously was looking online.
Had he done his homework? Is that what you're saying?
He was doing his homework. Now, I don't know if he went in and put on the notice board or put up an email to all women. Yeah, any women interested in having a threesome with myself and the wife. I can't understand how he would think that that's going to be okay in a relationship that it involves a marriage between him and his wife. I don't know if there's children involved in this. I would imagine there isn't, because you would wonder how he's going to do all these activities. Mm. And the red flag number three is he said he's getting cold feet and thinking about it too much. How would you not think about it if your husband suggested such a suggestion?
He said she's getting cold feet.
Yeah, but and she's thinking about it too much because the woman is writing this letter.
Mm.
Now, my big surprise would be that when you put into writing something that was said and you see it written down in your own words, there surely is a big, huge no about this suggestion by the husband.
Mm.
People can have fantasies and they can fantasize about who they're with all they like in their head. But to try and make that a realism in a place where it's potentially like not going to be a very private matter for very long, especially if the husband was going into work and sounding out women he worked with about, hey, how would you be open to anything? Like, how did that conversation arise? So
yeah, it's not water cooler stuff, is it?
It's not water cooler conversations, no. And it's not even any sort of a conversation that you would expect to have from either a work colleague or somebody that's a boss in a facility. And I don't understand why. You know, and the letter is headed, the husband wants to have a threesome. Now, I think her mistake was actually saying, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, because she still hasn't even ruled it out. She's saying she might have a bit of cold feet, but she's not ruling it out.
Yeah, well, that means that I don't think the relationship is very, very stable, because if you need additional excitement of someone else to come into your relationship on that level, it fairly demeans the whole wedding vows thing. Mm. It fairly demeans the whole relationship that you commit to each other till death do them part, or all the days of their life. So I would be very worried about the longevity of this relationship, because it doesn't seem as if it's very stable. And even the very thought of the husband getting a bit thick because she's thinking about it too much, I mean, the very idea that you'd be not thinking about something he said in that regard to really kind of fracture a relationship or introduce a third party seems to be very strange, and I don't believe it bodes very well for their future, for their long-term future.
Yeah, but is the genie out of the bottle now with this? I mean, how does she sort of, I mean, what does she say to him now?
I would say that probably she's going to probably have a look and see what the kind of responses of other people are going to be to this. I think she knows in her heart and soul that something has happened that cannot be undone. Now, she can either decide to stick with him and he can decide to say, look, it was a mad idea. Or she can say, look, now really, I can't trust him. Because, number one, he introduced the whole concept. Now, I do think she's at fault as well, because she should have said, under no circumstances is that happening in our relationship. Under no circumstances. But either way, it's going to have made her think, because it has fundamentally changed now, because her husband does not seem content with the wonderful, great relationship and the great sex life that she thought they were having, that doesn't seem to have been a real thing.
Right, so lots of red flags there.
Lots, there's three big ones anyway, Fran, and obviously she will mull on it and see what other people's reaction to this problem is, but I definitely think that it's a worrisome time.
And again, if our listeners want to join in with this 083...
They can only join in the comments, they're not to join in anything else. No offers, please.
That was an unfortunate slip of the tongue there. Anyway, letter number two. Dear Phil, I have three children, all under 12, but my youngest boy is quite a sensitive child. He's very gentle and considerate, a great kid, very deep, but as I say, very sensitive. My husband and him tend to clash a lot. My husband is quite old school and he feels that boys should be strong and masculine, and tries to force our son into sport and more masculine pursuits. I would say there isn't a day that goes by where he doesn't say, we need to toughen him up. It leads to fights between us because I'm trying to get him to see that not all kids are the same and he needs to accept him for who he is. But he will say in return that he's soft because I mollycoddle him. I've noticed that my son will often disappear to his room when his dad is home. I really wish that they had a better relationship. As well as being our youngest, he is our only boy. And what can I do to help their relationship before it's too late?
Oh, this is quite a sad letter, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Look, she has three under 12 and the older two are girls. So I imagine this child must be 4 or 5 or 6 maybe. Well, I don't know what age he is because it's not stated in it. But everybody is different. And this child is in the first 7 years is very formative and they're very mother-centred anyway. And they kind of start assessing or asserting which direction they might go like after that period of time. But like, he just needs to cut the child some slack and let him be the sensitive little child that he is. This is not mollycoddling to actually know or be aware that your child might be a little bit timid about going to new clubs or going to do new like football or hurling or whatever it might be for the kid. He needs to cut him a bit of slack and stop trying to make him man up because he's the boy. Did he do this to his daughters? I'm wondering, was he the same? And so he seems to have genderized the child entirely. And, you know, I mean, the poor child just needs to be left alone. To see a child going into the room to get away from one parent
is
a little bit sad. It is.
Yeah.
And
now, the only thing, is there any danger that the father, though, could only have best intentions here and saying, look, when you go to school, the playground at school can be the cruelest, toughest place, and that you need to be ready for that? Is there anything in there?
Look, there of course is merit in that, Fran, and there's always going to be merit in the toughening up phase, but school by its very nature is kind of toughening on kids anyway, because they are perhaps made to partake in sports they mightn't otherwise do. This child might be brilliant at art. He might be a terrific thinker. He might be great at music. Mm. We don't know any of the interests the child has other than his dad is trying to make him stop being sensitive. He needs to let him be sensitive and you know, nurture if that side of the child if needs be. But to kind of have him written off, I mean, I wish I knew what age this child is, but I do know that he's the third of three,
right?
And they're all under 12. So I'm only assuming that perhaps he must be at school age and he's doing all that.
So he's only finding his feet, I suppose.
He has a lot of development to do yet. And as I said, the father should, you know, he could relax a little bit. And I'm not saying he's wrong to try and toughen up the child. He wants him to be able to cope in the whole school environment. But there's teachers and mentors and everything for that in the school side as well. They don't just let children just be wafting around, kind of, you know, untethered, if you like.
Of course.
Whereas the father has a whole lot of expectations because this is the boy and it is the third child and the child was a boy and therefore the dad is probably delighted and he thinks he wants the child to go off and be loving to go to football matches and boxing matches and go off fishing with them and all that, which is all very laudable and nothing wrong with that at all. But to exclusively ignore the fact that the child is a sensitive little thing, sure, let him be. Let him be for a while, you know.
And that's the way it should be as well. It is a sad letter. There's a lot of sadness in that, though, for some reason or other. Letter number 3. Dear Phil, I'm a guy in my 20s and only recently joined an online dating site after coming out of a long-term relationship. Because of this, I feel like I'm kind of new to the dating scene. I've been chatting with a great girl for the last few weeks and I asked her out to dinner for a date next week. She accepted, and we're both really looking forward to it. I mentioned it to my family one evening and said, I presume I pay because I asked her. My sister said, no way should I pay for both of us because it's insulting to some women. It gives the impression that I'm presuming that something will happen or it can be seen as being chauvinistic. I asked a couple of friends who date regularly and they said I should pay if I asked her out. I don't want to insult anyone or make a wrong first impression. What is the etiquette when it comes to paying on a first date?
Well, sure, there's no etiquette anymore, Fran, because etiquette in relation to relationships, the rules have all been rewritten or discarded or completely thrown into the flames. I think myself that he should, you know, when he meets and greets this girl, that he should just say, to get this out of the way, if we both pay for this, that's going to mean that there's no one beholden to anyone, and if they, they,
I'm so uncomfortable with that.
I understand you are, as a man who has the old fashioned sense of, you know, treating the woman, but like again, for if it was me and I was going out for a meal, I would want to pay my own way in that. I would, yeah, absolutely, because I earn my own money and I would want to do that. Now, I'm not going to be in this situation, but this is it's normal. Kind of,
is it?
So I think it's socially acceptable now that people should split the bill. That's just, it's simple, like,
right. But I mean, if you ask somebody out on a first date, is it not?
No, because this is a dating site,
right? Okay.
So there's an expectation. He doesn't know this girl at all.
Right.
And he might decide that she is very beautiful, and he might decide on the night, well, look, I've really enjoyed this evening. Can I get this meal? Can we meet again? And if there is, so, you know, he's setting a trend if he does that. But like, if he says, is it okay if we each pay for ourselves? That's, I know you're uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable even saying it, but I think we have to reflect what's happening in modern times.
And would she not think he's a mean so-and-so?
Why would she think that?
I don't know.
Why did he decide that they're going to go for a dinner? Why didn't he not say, can we just go for a walk in the park and we'll split an acorn or something like that?
I don't know. Yeah. And what about the friends who said that she may see it as being chauvinistic? Chauvinistic.
No, but you see, we're using old style norms on a situation that no longer really applies. I mean, now there doesn't seem to be any lead into where people go from not knowing each other to actually being inside in the bed in 5 minutes.
Possibly with a threesome.
Possibly with, you know.
Yes.
We don't know. So, I mean, the social norms in that regard have kind of been rewritten, and I think people are looking at things differently these days.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would be a wrong thing for the woman to say, and even for her to lead and say, is it okay if I pay for myself for this? You know, and that's, you know, leaving.
Right. Well, if she brought that up then and said it, I suppose. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, well, I just don't think it should be as big a deal as he's making of it.
Right.
But he did make the assumption that, you know, I'm the man, so I'm going to pay. Whereas nowadays, like, women are, they're contributing as much to society as men. Why do they want to be treated differently? I certainly think that that idea has changed. I'd be interested in what people think about that. But I certainly think the time has come where people do not expect to be paid for when they go out for a meal with somebody new that they've met on a dating site. I think there should be an understanding that that's not the expectation.
I still think that initial conversation that, you know, oh, hello, Phil, how are you? It's lovely to meet you properly. And before we go on, how are we going to pay for the,
you see, Fran, again, there's a way of doing it. Like, there is, and they can be waiting until the bill comes. But, I mean, I would expect that woman is going to be, and he was saying, oh, well, I'm going to, we'll split the bill. I would expect that they'll say that. It doesn't have to be a big announcement at the beginning of the meal. You're thinking,
God. Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So I do think, like, there is very different dating, I suppose, etiquette now than before.
Yes.
And when I'm saying before, since before people became where there were people and there weren't something to be minded and women weren't, they're not all weak and, you know, I mean, if you were in the CrossFit, you'd see women up there and tell you, you wouldn't cross them at all.
Yeah, I see. Okay. So they're not suffering from the vapours anymore?
There's none of the waft and the hanky,
I see. All right. Phil, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed. If you have a query for our Phil, it's tipfm.com, and we're always delighted to hear from you. Thanks very much, Phil. We'll take a break. Back in a moment.
The Imro Radio Award-winning Tip Today.
With Slattery's Garage, Puck On. Test drive the all-new Peugeot 2008 compact SUV at Slattery's Garage, Puck On. Choose from petrol, diesel or fully electric. Slattery's Garage.ie.